Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. Very excited to welcome Dynamic Screen Printing to the show. These guys have been just crushing it lately. They've been making shirts for all your favorites around town, including the brand new Rock Paper Podcast shirt. So I'm a proud customer. These guys have become great friends of mine, and I'm super happy that they're a part of this show now. This is very exciting stuff. So check out Dynamic Screen Printing on Facebook. Feel free to email them any of your ideas at dynamicscreenprintingstl@gmail.com. And if you mention the show, 10% off your first order. So that's very exciting, very cool stuff. And get involved. Like I said, they're doing really great stuff. If you thinking about making some shirts for your band or next event or whatever it might be, whatever you need screen printed, feel free to reach out to Dynamic Screen Printing. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Zach Logan, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. And lamps that come alive, and down the alley there's a tavern that you like, and where the music moves the moon into the sky, and the time it goes so fast it nearly flies. But draw me in here for the time we have. It's so short and sweet that I don't think that we can. Draw me in for the time we have. It's so short and sweet that I don't think that we can make our own rules. We draw me nearer now for the time we have. So short and sweet that I don't think that we can make our own rules. We more the closer I get, hold the closer we become. And that there are no bounds to crown the devil's doom. We the first to speak and spoken all too soon. Well, draw me nearer for the time we have. It's so short and sweet that I don't think that we can make our own rules anymore. Draw me
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the Zach Logan Band. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey. What's up, Shane?
Hey, welcome back, man. This is exciting stuff. I think it's been just over 3 years now since we last spoke on the show.
Too long.
Yeah.
Too long. Way too long.
Yeah, man. This is fun. I mean, like, September 2014. That was the early days of the show, man. And that's like, it's kind of crazy to look at that now, like episode 16, and then now I'm over 460 something or whatever. And so,
yeah, that's insane.
We like to space it out, so we give sure. you a little time, you know.
I just want to formally apologize though for that show, because like that was my early days. I was still learning what I was doing, and I feel a lot more confident in my broadcast abilities now,
yeah.
and stuff. So,
well, 400 something shows, you're bound to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I figured it out yet, but I'm trying.
Asking the right questions.
Yeah. but yeah, this is cool. I'm glad you guys are back in town. You got a couple of shows in the area. So it was cool to work this out.
Yeah,
man. Other than that, well, I mean, 3 years. You've been busy writing, and what other cool stuff we've been up to?
The last time I was up here, I was living in Baton Rouge, and I think we came up. Will was still living in town, and. Yeah. Lance put together a few shows. We came up, and a lot's changed since then. I moved back to Nashville. I guess I took a 3 year break, 2, 3, 4, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But now I'm back in Nashville and still writing, plugging away, chipping away.
Yeah.
And stayed in touch with these guys, and I like to come back up here and hang out and just. You know, it's like, I mean, hanging out with friends is, you can't beat it.
Sure, so. Man. You, was the break to get married and, or what, focus on all that, or?
Well, I kind of got burnt out doing I don't know what you call it, I guess the songwriter rounds, and, because I didn't really do much. That much co-writing, except for a couple, I'd write with a couple of guys, but got burnt out doing that. I met a girl, well, actually, I had known her for a while, and she was at LSU, and she had a year left, and my lease was coming up. My brother was getting ready to get married. We were living together, and so he was moving out, and it was just kind of a good time to take a break. And so I moved down there and then ended up staying for 2.5 or 3 years in Baton Rouge, and gained a little weight. The food is great down yeah. there. And then ended up bringing her back up to Nashville. And then we got married this past May.
Fooled around and fell in love.
Fooled around. Yeah. As the song goes. Yeah. And, yeah, it's been great. And Nashville this time around has been a little bit, I had like a different approach and wanted to take it a little bit slower, not burn out and go out every night partying and, just doing making the Nashville rounds, kind of settle down into a routine, especially with Jenny, and we have a 10-year-old also, so that's a big change. But it's been awesome. And
I think last time we did the show, we were all kind of at that point where we were playing so much, we were all at that breaking edge. We're getting burnt out on all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like that whole group that we were playing with kind of just.
Yeah.
Everybody did. That was too much.
Don't get us wrong. We still like to party. We still like to party and have a good time. And but we're kind of taking a different approach and a different pace. And yeah.
Had to do a little hiatus to.
Yeah.
Keep things in check.
Get the shit together, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is Nashville like? Is that pretty easy to pick up where you left off, or is that you got to do a lot of work to kind of get back to where you were, or how's that work out?
That's a good question. It's obviously been easier than the first time I came in with came back with a different kind of confidence level and knowing a few people never hurts. But even just from little things like knowing your way around, knowing where to go get something to eat, where it's like, where the 2-for-1s are, where even like the little stuff like that, but having some friends that I'd stayed in contact with and getting back up and being able to hang around those guys and being back up there, you get back around not really competition for songwriting, but you get back around great songwriters, and it kind of puts some fuel back in your fire to. Nothing against Baton Rouge, but when you're down there, you just kind of do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's there or back home in Mississippi, there's just kind of, you can kind of go at your own pace. But when you go out any given night of the week and see hit songwriters play, and not even hit songwriters, just people writing great songs, it's inspiring. And I want to go home tonight and write a song better than that one or as good. And so it's cool to get that feeling back again.
Right.
And then there's great musicians running around all over the place. So, you don't really see that talent level everywhere in the country. But, up there it's kind of, or down there, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Me and Dan were we went downtown last week, just kind of random, and stopped by Robert's Western World at 11 o'clock in the morning or something. We didn't really have anything to do, and it's those guys are up bright and early, picking and singing and cutting up, and the place is packed, smell like bologna. So we're having had a few PBRs, and next thing we're sucked in, and it's 4 o'clock and hadn't picked up my kid from school Yeah, it's
a turn for the worst.
It's good though. It's a lot of fun, and I don't really go downtown that much. Downtown, but those guys are, especially at Roberts and Layla's, and the classic country honky tonks are really good players, and it's a lot of fun even to get down there every now and then just to hang out and
right
experience, it's cool, a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, man. You've been writing a lot though, right? Still keeping that up.
Still writing. I've always kind of written at a slow pace for, you know, compared to a lot of writers, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of always worked, and there's a lot of songs there, but I haven't released a lot of songs, and so it's still fun.
Sure.
Yeah, and challenging, and
when you thinking we'll be releasing some of that stuff soon, or what's going on with all that?
Sometime soon. I had a friend of a friend that approached me I think it was December about recording an album, and we had recorded some stuff in Baton Rouge, and I think you have a copy of that, but we decided to go back in and re-record it at a place called Welcome to 1979. It's like a retro studio. They have like all the vintage equipment, like the, I don't even know what all it's called, like the reel-to-reel stuff, and like the ancient microphones. Yeah. It's really cool, really cool place. You walk in there and everything, I mean, it's like you step into 1979. It was a really cool place, and the guy who produced it, Neil Mason, lined up some great musicians, and we went in and cut it in 2 days, and Neil is the drummer for the Cadillac 3 that we're opening up for tomorrow and Friday night. And anyway, he set all that up, and we got in there and knocked it out. I don't know how he knew I could actually get in there and record all that stuff in 2 days. He was just like, yeah, 2 days. And we finished with, like, no time to spare. So it was really cool. So we've been kind of sitting on that a little while, and I think we finally had it kind of finished up and mastered and everything. And the timing was really weird because I got married in May, and then it was all, I think, it ended up getting finished up in sometime in June. And we've just been kind of waiting on a time to release it and kind of exploring some new opportunities. But it's all really exciting, and it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's sad, and I mean, I don't have any of it out right now, but I'll give you a copy of it. it sounds great, and like I said, the musicians on it were.
Well, I'll be sure to put it on LimeWire or something, and
LimeWire. I hadn't heard of it.
What's that like recording with him? I mean, that's got to be a pretty big deal for you. I mean, like, obviously Cadillac 3 is doing real well. Those guys are like that first record they put out was the Cadillac Black then and stuff. But like that first record, I got a hold of that, man. Like, I'm like, this is awesome. Like,
it's good.
They end up like selling. Like, I know Jake Owen did a song at.
Those guys, Jaron, the lead singer, has several cuts and several number ones now. I think he just got another one with Jake Owen, and then Neil also has several cuts, but they're all super talented. I went and saw him at the Ryman a couple weeks ago, and they sold out the Ryman, and it was awesome. That was actually the first time I'd seen them live, and they just put out a new record, and it's a lot different than, I don't know if you have you listened to the new one. It's called Legacy. It's a little different. It's kind of more.
Yeah, I think I did. There was like NPR or some or one of those sites like that did like a preview thing, and I got I skimmed through it a little bit, but I haven't actually gave it a full proper listen yet.
Yeah. It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
But, we were real excited to get asked to come out and open and kind of hang out and just, they have a great following, and it's always exciting you know, to get to play in front of a good crowd and great rooms, and it's cool stuff. I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
This is fun for all of us to get back together, regardless.
Yeah.
Sure. We can be playing Tina's Buffet, and we get to, you know, play them cheeseburgers on Dollar Burger Night. And do this. It's hey, be fun.
I mean, I'd go for some cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't say it was bad. Yeah.
Well, you, we did a little jamming. We wanted to share some tunes with you, and do some of these might appear on that that record, or are these still maybe on the next project?
We have, I think these will actually be on the next one.
So keep an eye out. But yeah, we've got Slow Saturday Night. This was a brand new one for me. I hadn't heard you play this one yet.
So. Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's more in the 90s country. Shocker.
The 90s country shocker?
I don't know. It's not a thing.
Kind of bluesy country.
Yeah. I wanted to pick it up a little bit. The a lot of the songs that will be on the album, a lot of, you know, finger picking and... obviously, you know, I've had a lot of these songs written for a while, and you've heard them over the last few years, but just I wanted a change of pace and, you know, kind of get out, not really out of my comfort zone because I listen to this stuff, but as far as writing, you know, get a little upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a rodeo going in the living room. Pretty cowgirls and bucking bulls. Some are drinking whiskey, some are drinking beer. Then a damn boy, I wonder what they're doing here. Well, you gotta let them loose while the coast is clear. Saturday only coming around twice a year. We all know working ain't worth a dime. And running in to running out of time. So let the buzzer circle, let the fire burn.
Yeah, sounded great, man. I'm be fun to hear what you guys do with it as taken to the studio eventually and stuff. But yeah, I love hearing it kind of stripped down. I mean, obviously Lance playing some dobro on there and Dan here on the fiddle.
We got Dan Stetson Buck Emmett over here just kind of sitting in the corner.
Silent Dan.
Silent Dan.
But yeah,
little sling blade over there.
Stones, man. Stones are kicking in.
Then was that the wrecking machine?
Yeah, wrecking.
Yeah, I wrote Wrecking Machine with my friend Austin Jinks. He's just a super cool dude. He's kind of one of the guys I've reconnected. Well, actually, I didn't have to reconnect with him. I stayed in touch with him after I left town, and then when I got back, we just kind of picked up right where we left off, and he's a good friend and a good buddy, and he's just one of the guys I feel comfortable writing with. And we don't always hit on every song we try to do, but I felt like we hit that one pretty good, and it's, yeah.
How does that work, though, for you? Like, how, you know, you guys co-write together, how do you decide, like, does he also do a version of it, or is it, you know, he decide that your version to sing or your song to sing? And
That one, I had a verse and a chorus written, and then I had it written for a long time while I was in Baton Rouge, and then we were hanging out after I got back up there and throwing around some song ideas, and I was like, I just ended up playing that and asking him what he thought. And then, you know, we just started shooting ideas back and forth, and we ended up getting a second verse, and then that was pretty much a wrap on that one. So, it doesn't always, you know, go like that. But some, you know, you start from scratch a lot, and then you end up with scratch in the end. But that one, it felt really good. And he had a lot of good input on it, so
yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, man. What is a wrecking machine, though? I mean, it's a beautiful song. I guess
I don't know. You know, it's like in Rocky. That was like one of my favorite things. Like Mickey, you know, Mickey and Rocky, like the trainer, that old trainer's like, he's a wrecking machine. Like the, I don't know. So I always just thought it's just something that like tears somebody up.
Yeah,
you know, right, whether it's a I know what it is that I do best, and I can make amends. I swept the floor so many times with I love you, and baby, it's fine. We're gonna sleep it all tonight. It's a bad, bad keeps me up at night. I can't get it right or close enough to say I've tried. I wake up and the world's on fire. Feels like the sky is raining gasoline. Everything turns to dust. There's nothing that burns me up like my wrecking machine. You learn how to rise from your defeat.
just running on the stream. And it's a bad night. It keeps you up at night. Nobody's home and there's nothing left inside. No one to fight. But I wake up and the world's on fire. Everything turns to dust, there's nothing that burns me up like my wrecking machine. You're my wrecking machine.
Bigger than a ball.
It's not just a ball, it's a two balls and the rest of the machine.
It's like a wood chipper. It's that woman that's a wood chipper.
There's the next one.
Yeah.
Wood.
How much? Yeah. I don't know what I was about to say.
Never mind. Yeah. Is that, I always have a kind of a, this theory though, like, If you hang out with like an old man long enough and you pick up on all these like one-liners they say, like, because it seems like they just speak in hooks of songs, and you know, like, they, some of the random things that they say, and it's, yeah, like, you're like, man, that, you know, you just got to write it down because like there's a song, you know.
Yeah.
Is that imagine
that's so many of them,
man. It's not, I mean it depends on which old man you're hanging around.
Well, like, yeah,
you know you might have one guy that's like, oh, that guy's luckier than a dog with two dicks, you know. Like, I mean, you can't write a song about that, but,
well,
I mean, you can, but
not with that attitude.
But you know, I mean, it's so you can either, I don't know, old people are weird anyway, but so there's no telling what they might say, which is a good point. Yeah, you should write down everything.
All right. Yeah.
As soon as you think you can remember it, the next morning you wake up and be like, what did he say?
Yeah, right.
And you'll remember for like a day, and then you forget it before you even get a chance to write it out.
Yeah, Lance's dad is like that, and like the next day he'll you know, we'll wake up at like lunchtime, he'll be gone at 6 a.m. He's like, what was that he was talking about? Like,
yeah,
you know, there's a lesson in there somewhere.
Or they'll say a good one, and then before you can even start to remember it, they already got like five more that don't top it.
Right. You just got to keep up, man.
Yeah, you got to keep up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, this is... I'll be very excited to get a hold of some new Zach Logan music and get a hold of the record. So hopefully not too much longer.
But
keep an eye out. We got... you do have the official Zach Logan Facebook page and ZachLogan.net, is that right?
Yeah, we got a new website up, and there'll be some updates, you know, coming up. There's an email list and that you can join, and we're going to start getting some stuff up really soon. We're getting
some merch. Yeah.
And
slow process, but it's...
Yeah, some more photos taken and stuff like that.
It's like a 5 to 10 year process.
Yeah, we're on about year 7 right now, so within the next,
yeah,
I don't even know how to estimate it, but yeah,
yeah,
within the next little bit we'll have some stuff up. And
yeah, man,
it should be going good.
Yeah. Do you plan to do any music video stuff?
I don't know for sure, as of right now. You know, we might, when we release it, you know, we might do like some lyric videos or something.
Mm-hmm. We'll get a nice video of Zach like walking through a field in Mississippi, and
yeah,
it's a black and white video, and
storm rolling in.
Yeah. Some cattle on the horizon.
All right. I mean, I think, like, I mean, even though, you know, like, MTV's long gone, but I feel like the power of a good music video, you know, especially some, you know, to help kind of,
you know, visualize
bring it all to life. And, like, you know, I think it seems like when, you know, we kind of have a discussion before with some other people, but, like, when people hear a song, you know, they like, they'll, the, one of the first stops they go to is YouTube to see what else you got and stuff.
Right.
So, so if you have a nice video there for them to see and everything, like,
well, especially with, like, Zach's stuff, it's so, it's a story, you know.
Right.
I mean, not only is it a, is it a song and a hook, it's a story, and so it makes it a little bit more rememberable, you know.
Rememberable.
Yeah, I mean, how you doing over there, Dan?
I'm good.
It's a strong.
It's strong.
Strong, silent time.
What have you been doing, Dan? Why don't you tell us where you've been playing?
I just play fiddle when I'm needed.
That's it. We got, I'm real happy to have my friend, Dan Tylenol Jones, Emmett, up out of Fort Worth and surrounding areas. He drove in to Nashville last night and made the trip up. And I've known Dan a long time. Not a long time, but several years. Long enough to, you know, trust him not to mug me and steal the car or anything. So, but no, I'm really, really...
I don't know that,
I'm really happy to have him up here and on this trip and get to jam. And he's an excellent fiddle player and puts up with a lot of my stuff. And yeah, it might be a good thing that he's not really saying very much. I know he's getting like a lot of...
I don't like to talk much. Just in general.
But yeah.
Who ran the radio while you guys were driving up this afternoon?
Once we got out of range of Nashville, there's like a new... Not a new, I guess, but a... Kind of a classic country Americana station that lasted for about the first hour and a half, and then he started looking at bluegrass stuff, and then we kind of were talking a bunch and shifting, and then we started looking up videos and
some Steve Canyon Rangers, some Daly and Vincent, some Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Hey-o, yeah. There we go. Yeah, Ray was just here in town a bit ago. But yeah, that, I don't know, I just picturing road trip and like imagine like Tommy Boy when they're like you know, I mean, I'm cool with it if you are, and then like, you know, all of a sudden like, remember when you told me you loved me, baby? Just imagine you guys singing along like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we usually get, I mean, we're pretty close on our genres, I guess, of, you know, what we like to listen to for road tripping and and background music. We talked a lot, and, you know, just,
it's nice because each one of us always kind of go our own routes with listening to music and finding new artists. So when we get back together, like, oh, you hear about this guy, you hear this song, which it's like that with anybody, you know,
right?
So then usually that'll get you through a couple hours of catching back up with all the new artists that.
But it's definitely different just because I'm in Nashville, you know, Lance is up in St. Louis, Dan's out in Texas, and you hear about a lot of different people, you know, that aren't, you know, featured on this playlist or this, you know, whatever, just by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, yeah, it's always cool.
Yeah.
You know, new stuff. And
is there guy or girl in Nashville that you think like is the next big thing or whatever that you've been in, and like you're like, how is this person not known or anything or something like that?
I think last time, the last show, 400 shows ago, I think I had a John Moreland shirt on, and like,
yeah,
I'm still stuck on listening to John Moreland stuff. Yeah. And like his new album, you know, that he came out with earlier this year. Was it this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Bad Love.
I mean, all that stuff's killer.
Yeah, it was kind of, I listened, like I said, I listened back to the, We talked about Jason, and we talked about John Moreland. We talked about Sturgill a little bit and stuff, and some of those guys. And it's just kind of crazy how, like, those guys, I mean, 3 years ago.
Since then, I've
yeah, gone. Yeah. John Moreland was on, you know, like, The Late Show and all this stuff now. He's like, you know, he's out. A lot more people know his name than
it's just like Cody, man. Cody Jinks. Yeah. Like, it's crazy how big he's gotten in the past 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these guys are doing, you know, big theaters or, you know, stuff now. It's like, yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's cool stuff. I mean, like the, yeah, just the amount of attention just in general to, like, not mainstream country or even, you know, rock, singer-songwriter type stuff is exciting and it's cool to, I mean, and, you know, it's kind of the same. I mean, you had 3 years ago, you still had, like, you know, Spotify and ways to get music out, but now it's more like household common.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, a guy that's not got his music on the radio still got a chance of making it,
right?
Which is good, but at the same time, like, it's kind of make it hard when to track your music to get paid on it. But
yeah, you know John Calvin Abney? Do you know him at all?
I actually.
He plays guitar with Moreland.
I listened to one of his albums. I don't know if it was the most recent one or not. On the some road trip I took not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. It reminded me of somebody, but I don't remember.
He's got a little bit of that Dylan-esque kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, like, that's kind of what I was thinking.
He's got that higher voice, and he plays harmonica and guitar, and so he's kind of so. And he's got the. He just kind of has a lot of resemblance of. A young Bob Dylan, but real super talented player and songwriter.
Yeah.
But yeah, he recorded on John's record and tours with him and stuff. But he's got his own material, and I got to hang with him when he was in town not too long ago and get to talk to him about a little bit of his stuff. And
yeah,
but yeah, he's a guy.
I've been listening to was it Tyler Childers?
Yeah,
I listened to his album on it. Same road trip. I really like that a lot.
I think he's Sturgill just kind of picked him up and kind of took him under his wing, and
he produced that.
He's
album,
got some
right?
stuff that's kind of raw, you know, like that. You know, it's kind of in your face, but it's still written.
Yeah, well. He's got a really good voice.
Yeah,
I think their band sound fits his voice really well.
Yeah,
and I think, you know,
which is hard to find. Because the way that, you know, he's been doing it so solo so long, he's never really been with a band, and then trying to put one behind him and still kind of keep that rawness to him, they did a pretty good job with it.
You got a couple run-up dates, like I said, with you're doing two shows with Cadillac 3, and then you're heading back to Nashville. Do you want to do more of that stuff? Do we want to get up more on the road and... spread around, or are we going to wait till the record's ready to go and then hit hard? Or
no, I think we're going to. I mean, I'm going to try to get out as much as I can, as much as possible, and you know, try to make a little dough. You know, try to get the word out, get the music out. But yeah, I mean, when the album comes out, we'll be pushing it a lot harder. But in the meantime. I mean, it's just like coming up here this weekend. It's not like much. Many things are like more fun than just being out and, you know, seeing your friends and hanging out and just
getting the band back together.
We're getting the band. We ain't got the microphone.
Yeah. I was just talking about that. My buddy of mine posted on Facebook the other night. What's the funniest movie that's not a comedy for you? And he put Sling Blade, and I'm like, so I just started running off quotes. We ain't got no damn band, Randy.
You
know, like,
you know, stuff. You guitar tuning, son of a bitch.
Yeah,
that's a grant. That's
yeah. Dwight is so funny. Enough. I mean, like just that character. Like, he's so extreme, and it's great, man.
We got these. We're gonna do these three, and then kind of see how it goes. And
right.
Hopefully, got some stuff coming up in the works that should be pretty good.
But. Sure, man. Well, Columbia ought to be a real good time. You guys playing Blue Note up there. Great room, great. And like I told you guys, off my Columbia seems to really love country music because they come out in big time with those shows. And I would also suggest if, I know you just had pizza tonight, but Shakespeare's Pizza up there is pretty awesome.
Definitely good. Yeah. I'm going to be doing 2 weekends in a row in Columbia, going up there for Roots and Blues next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see some Gary Clark Jr. That's going to be...
Man, yeah. Do you, you catch that, his new single? I mean, it's not a new song, but he just did, he just covered Come Together.
Yeah.
And,
I heard it, actually, I heard it on Spotify, or not Spotify, or Pandora or something.
Yeah. It's for the Justice League movie soundtrack. Yeah. And, but it rips, man. He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
I saw Gary also did a jam in the van the other night, so I saw that share around, and that was really cool too. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think John Prine's gonna be up there. I can't even remember. I've been so busy lately, I can't keep up with all of it. But
yeah. But yeah, well, again, get plugged in on the Facebook page and the ZachLogan.net, and subscribe to the newsletter and keeping up. We'll keep you up to date with when the record's ready and all the new songs, new material, new pictures, and all that fun stuff.
Hopefully, by the 3 years from now, our 6 year anniversary,
we might
have a record out where you can download it.
Yeah,
or write us a letter.
it's the rate that Shane's doing podcasts now, it's like going to be like 1600.
Episode 953.
We don't want to put too much pressure on you.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what you can.
Sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure it'd be...
If we had the ambition to record albums, like Shane has the ambition to record these podcasts, fuck, where we'd be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thanks for... taking some time and having us on, man. I've had a good time. This has been awesome.
No, I'm glad you guys, it worked out, man. Like I said, I always love getting to see you guys and getting to hang out and share these tunes.
Good way to start a soon-to-be chaotic weekend, I guess.
Yeah. So. Yeah, man. What's,
what's the plan? Don't ask us the plan. Yeah, right. But,
but I think,
so who's driving?
That movie, Due Date, Zach Galifianakis says, it's all uphill from here.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's why my dad always used to say, it's all uphill. You know, he's like, I think it's all downhill from here. And he's like, no, you know, he's like, everybody wants to be at the top of the hill. Everybody wants to. So, yeah, man.
That's but true.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys doing this. Dan, great work. Dynamite drop in. Yeah. But no, man, this has been awesome. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks again, Shane. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. I'll see you guys soon.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.